thank you.
Look, you're just like a regular man. I mean, you come hang out with us.
For once, I get to talk about something. Yay. I'm excited. Exactly. Usually, we've been doing the suicide topic, so this time it's something a little more.
Exactly. A little more fun.
Yep.
Fun to talk about. And then we're going to talk about an event that you have coming up at Williams Barbecue on October the 22nd. It's going to be on a Sunday, so they're actually opening up just for you.
That is.
So this event, I guess the theme maybe is Walking Dead.
It is.
And I know you and your husband are huge fans.
We are.
Because I think one time, several months ago, y'all had talked to me about you actually going to Georgia and watching some of the filming.
Yes, we did. So how cool is that? We've done that a couple times. We also work for the Walker Stalker Convention, so we've met several of the cast members and everything. So we have a lot of fun
with the Walking Dead. How cool is that to actually talk to all the actors and actresses?
Most of them are very awesome.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
I'm not sure, but I thought I'd seen something that they were going to film in Alabama soon. Is that right?
It's always a rumor, but they pretty much stay in Georgia. Yeah. Georgia offers them filming tax breaks and things like that.
Oh, I'm sure that's always good. So do they have this in one particular town in Georgia? Or they move around?
Well, they start in Atlanta, and then there's a little town called Senoia. And then there's around there, there's Noonan, Griffin, and that's where most of it's filmed. It's technically they're in Virginia.
Okay, got you, right.
In the show, but they actually still film in Georgia. Wow. So,
excuse me. Will you pray, please?
We'll say a quick prayer. Big D forgot. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you in prayer through your son Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for this day, God. Most importantly, we just thank you for Jesus and his sacrifice for us on that cross. And Lord, we just ask that you be with us and be with all the guests here. And God, just bless them more than they deserve, Father, because we give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Father, because you are so worthy. You are so deserving. And we just praise your name. Amen. Look, I forget to pray sometimes. What's up with that? We always pray.
Where's Bobby?
he's off for the month.
He's off for the month, and he's got several things going on. Going on vacation, going to the beach. Yeah, we love Bobby Hill, pastor of New Life Church, where I attend.
He's usually here. He's a great guy. I just realized that he wasn't here.
So why don't you tell me about the event, what all you're going to do at Williams Barbecue?
Well, this is our second year. It's called Dinner with the Dead, and what it is, again, Williams Barbecue is awesome. They're opening up just for us. What it is we come out, it starts at 5, and we have dinner, and it's a theme, and if you're Walking Dead fans, you'll get it. This year, it's based around Negan's visit to Alexandria. Last year, it's spaghetti. It's, again, if you're a Walking Dead fan, you're going to get it. Because the one thing about Walking Dead fans is we're really...
You're really fans.
Yeah, we're obsessed. So we're crazy about it. And so we start with a dinner, and that's what you're paying for. Your ticket includes the entire dinner that comes with the dessert and the drink, and everything is Walking Dead themed. Except we're not, serving you people or anything.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, nothing like that. But that's just the start of it. We will have a trivia contest. We have a cosplay contest, which is where you come dressed as your favorite character.
Awesome.
Again, we'll have my daughter does awesome makeup. Uh-huh. So she's going to do us up some zombies for you to take pictures with.
Awesome.
We'll do some other places for I do the Don't Open Dead Inside doors so you can take pictures in front of it. It's just a night of all things Walking Dead. After we get done eating and everything, Williams has got that huge 130-inch screen.
Exactly. I love that screen, by the way.
Me too. And that's how the Walking Dead should always be viewed, in my opinion. But anyway, so we'll watch the season 7 finale together as a group, and then we'll watch the season 8 premiere. And then every commercial break, we give out a door prize. It's just really awesome. But the big thing is, the money raised is going to go to our Christmas assistance project that we do every year. Carmen and Coleman, we help about 300 kids have Christmas every year. And so the money raised from this event goes towards helping us purchase toys and clothing for that project.
Excellent.
This just happens to be the coolest one we do.
So can you tell us what's actually going to be on the menu when people buy their ticket?
This year, like I said, for fans, you'll get this. Negan came to Alexandria last season, and he made spaghetti. And so that's the dinner this year, spaghetti, salad, garlic bread. lemonade, because again, that's part of the
theme.
And then there's a peach cobbler for dessert, because there's another scene in another location where they're eating peach cobbler.
Wow.
That's part of the theme. It's all last year was the same thing. It was based around another thing. We're crazy.
I hope you know I haven't had dinner yet.
Okay. Well,
and I'm starving now.
Go right now to Williams Barbecue after you leave here, and they can hook you up.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a specialty part of it where they can pay a little extra, get in the recliner.
Yes, we'll have some VIP seating. Yes.
No way.
Last year, I got to go. I don't know how many Michael got, but I've got to go talk with my people. Last year, we had I think it was $25. You got the recliner at the front.
That's me.
Drink holder.
That's me right there.
Front row seating. It was really awesome. So, I got to actually go talk to them tomorrow about that. And so I'll let everybody know about those. So they're a little bit more, but you get to watch it.
Well, look. So throw in an extra incentive and maybe have somebody there do a little massage therapy and then rub your shoulders, you know.
Was a massage chair.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like an entertainment.
I'd fall asleep, Rachel.
Yeah, no. Real Walking Dead fans wouldn't fall asleep.
Well.
But the one thing that is awesome that I want to throw out there, and I thank the FanFest or Walker Stalker Convention for this. They for everybody who buys a ticket, you're registered to win a chance to go to Walker Stalker Atlanta the following weekend.
Nice.
And Atlanta is the biggest convention that they do.
Wow.
Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick, Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl, all the big names, even Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan will be there. And, of course, he's the bad guy, but he's still a very nice man. So
that's awesome.
So that's an awesome thing that they did for us.
So whenever we get ready or you get ready to do the Christmas thing, mm-hmm. usually what time period that you do this giveaway with toys?
We start sign-ups, and we do 3 sign-ups. And that's where the family come in, and we get to know them and get to know their children, what they need, what their ages are, their clothes size. And we do 3 of those. The first one will be, I think that's November 10th. We'll do another one the following weekend. And then the last one will be at our community Thanksgiving dinner at Goldridge the day before Thanksgiving. And that's our last sign up. Once those are done, we take care of those families first. And then after all those families are taken care of and those children, we'll have a community day that will open up and help as many families after that with whatever's left over. So we try to help as many as we can.
I mean, you are one of the only, I mean, I know there's some out there, but I mean, you're the biggest supporter of Coleman community. The things that you do, it's just incredible. It really is.
I try.
Trust me, you go way beyond. I mean, you're such an asset to the Coleman community. It's just unbelievable.
I love Coleman, and I love the people in Coleman, and I do it because I am one of those people, and I know how much it's needed. And I don't do it because I'm a bored, rich socialite with nothing better to do.
I wish I was sometimes.
You know what I mean? But I do it because I struggle too, and I know what it feels like, and I know that stress. So that's the reason I do a lot of what I do.
So why don't you tell us a minute about the Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay, that's going to be at the Goldridge Community Center. Right next to the fire department.
Okay.
I don't know the hours quite. It's usually from about noon to 7, I think, is usually what it runs. It's open to anybody in the Coleman County. It just happens to be in the Goldridge community.
So is it going to be on Thanksgiving Day?
No, it's the day before.
The day before.
The Wednesday before.
Okay.
They're usually, I think, booked on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
So that's why we do it the day before. If you're interested in donating turkeys or anything like that, if you're a business and you'd like to help us with that, that would be awesome.
Awesome.
But other than that, it's welcome to anybody in the community who might need it. We would we welcome you to come out and join us. And that's our last sign-up day that as well. So you can bring out, you know, come out with your family and we'll sign you up. And also, we are partnered with the North Alabama Food Bank, and they're going to have a SNAP coordinator come out that day. And so if you need to sign up for SNAP assistance, which is food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
She will be there to help you sign up.
Well, how neat's that?
So that's a nice project that we're going to work on that day too.
So now, followers of the page, do they usually come and cook things themselves and bring to this?
They can. Myra Walker is the one that heads this up for us. She's okay. a member of the group, and she came to me a couple years ago when we started this, and she wanted to do something. So I always let her take the lead, and we just kind of back her up. And but she's awesome at doing this. So any help, you know, because right. I know she's got a lot of chicken dressing she's got to cook. So ooh. I know she's welcoming anybody who'd like to make some.
Hey, look, I'm not ashamed to say it. Big D can cook some killer chicken and dressing.
All right.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, I'm going to make some, and I'm going to give it to you.
Awesome.
There's no doubt I am.
Definitely we'll need it because I think we had nearly 500 people last year.
All right. So listen, I'm going to make a pan, and Danielle's going to make a pan. Okay. Now, look, just because mine tastes better, you tell everybody it's okay, but mine's going to taste better.
Okay.
So yeah, we will definitely make two huge pans, and
awesome.
And we'll bring it. We may even cook it, and we'll just bring it straight up there.
Okay, that'd be awesome. And then anybody who, especially teenagers, I know we got a lot of high school kids that listen to the show. If you need volunteer hours, we always need people to help serve that day.
Exactly. So why don't we get Danielle to actually put something on what's happening in Coleman?
Okay.
For some volunteers for Thanksgiving dinner.
That would be awesome.
So awesome. We can get some folks up there. That'd be really neat.
Yep. Awesome. That's going to be great. Well, I'm so excited. Tickets, again, for the Dinner with the Dead are on sale at Williams Barbecue. They're just $12, which is about the average cost for a fundraising dinner right now.
Yep.
But it's so much more than that, so it's a lot more fun.
And it's October 22nd on a Sunday, so we may have to go buy a ticket because, listen to this, I know it's crazy, but when I go to the grocery store, the first thing I buy, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Spaghetti noodles.
Do you know how many times you have?
Look, at any time, I've got like 3, 4, 5, 6 cans of spaghetti sauce in my all the time.
Do you know that's
I love
the
it.
Most popular thing that we get for our food bank?
Is it really?
It really is because
I love
it
spaghetti.
Feeds,
I can't help it.
So it feeds a large family.
It does,
and it's really reasonable. So
now look,
okay.
I enjoy a steak or something like that, but. Spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't lying. I could eat spaghetti 2 or 3 times a week.
And he's not a thin noodle kind of guy. He likes the spaghetti noodles.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, a little French bread or something like that with it. Oh, man. I'm so hungry.
Well, like I said, the bad guy came to the good guy's neighborhood last year and made spaghetti, which is, it's if you're a fan, it was humorous. It was funny.
A big shout out to Michael Dangler.
Oh, he's awesome. Michael is
Michael Dangler is he is the man. So
he really is.
We went down a few weeks ago, and he actually cooked me a steak, and it was so incredible.
I can't say enough about Williams and how much they help us,
it really
especially
is
with this project. And Michael,
that's awesome.
He is awesome.
Michael is a stand-up guy. There's no doubt, and we just enjoy. Advertising them on what's happening in Coleman. They're just such a great place.
They are.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Come back again.
I can't wait. I don't know. I'm going to have to try that dressing myself.
Look, I hope you do. Mine.
Well, I'll be there all day, so I'll try one in the morning and one in the evening.
Rachel Bryant with Karma in Coleman. Her event for The Walking Dead, Williams Barbecue. And it's October 22nd on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $12. Pick them up at Williams Barbecue. Hope to see you again maybe before Thanksgiving, and we'll talk about your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show, and we have several more guests coming up. Richard Neese, Dominic Gill from Happy Homes Real Estate, and we also have Ray and Lauren, SJZ Blessed Time 3 Car Care, is going to jump in here and talk to us. And, hey, you need to let them clean your car, man. They will do an awesome job. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. We'll be back in just a moment. Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better
Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Look, we got some detailing folks in here that can just wear out your car and make it look brand spanking new. So look, Ray Sistrunk and Lauren Davenport. So you're the owners of SJZ Blessed Time 3 Car Care.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Nice to be here.
So look, my first question, does it just wear you out when you see a dirty car going down the road?
I hate it.
I bet you do. Look, so we're getting in the little Cosmic Sound Mazda Miata to come to the show, and we had some dirt up by the front fender, and it just really wore me out just looking at it. Uh-huh. And I told Danielle, I went, hey, there's dirt on the car. She's like, well, it was muddy yesterday. And I'm like, well, it needs to be clean. So, look, let's talk about your business. And first, why don't you tell me how long you've been in business?
We've been in business. Well, we started last year.
Okay.
But I've been doing it for 10 plus years.
So what made you get in the business?
Well, be honest.
You like clean cars.
I love it.
I like clean cars. And the thing about it is, I know there's a few in Cullman, but you know, there's not really a big variety out there. Yes. from what I see, because I love to detail my cars myself. Do I do it very often? No, but I enjoy doing it. Yeah. I had a 2007 pearl white Mazda RX-8, and let me tell you something. When I'd clean that car, it'd be like 3 hours, okay? and look, with a toothbrush, I'm talking. But it was beautiful when I got done. Yeah. So what kind of detailing services do you offer?
We offer full, complete details, wash, wax, inside and out on your car, shampooing, buffing, and waxing.
Wow. So when you do a complete detail, how long does it take you to do it? I know it's according probably to the size of the car, but in general.
Yeah, but I usually like to take 4 to 6 hours. Not rush through it, take my time, do it right.
One car.
Make the customer happy. It makes me happy.
Exactly. I mean, seeing the finished product like that.
It's amazing.
So do you have like specialty waxes and stuff like that you use?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Look, I just want to come over and watch you one day.
Oh, come on down.
I just want to watch. So, are you licensed and bonded?
Yes, sir, we are licensed and bonded to protect our customers and ourselves.
So, what's your page or your website for people to contact you or view your work?
Oh, you can go to www.facebook.com, s.j.z.blessedtimes3carcare. And the contact us is 256-349-1207 or 256-531-5780.
All right, so of course I want to ask you where you're located at, but I think I seen a sign the other day over by Bolte Road.
Yes, sir. Just okay. Right off Bolte Road.
So when you go up there to the church and you hang a left.
Yes, sir.
How far are you down?
Maybe, what, half a mile?
Okay. Yeah. Because I know there's, you know, I used to drive that road all the time, and it's like a brand new neighborhood popped up about 2 or 3 years ago, and I'm like, where did that neighborhood come from? Really? Yep. That's quick.
Yep, and they're also building more behind our shop. Big subdivision.
So tell me, why should people actually keep their car clean all the time?
Well, mainly because, you know, the weather. And if it rains, you know, you want to keep it shining.
Exactly.
Keep your paint looking good and the inside from wear and tear.
I mean, the inside, that means so much to me.
Yes.
Now, don't ask Danielle. But look, okay, I drive 140 miles to work every day.
Yeah.
So I basically live out of my truck.
Uh-huh.
And, oh my, I hate to even admit it how bad it looks, because I've got like Burger King and wrappers and, because look, okay, I've got an F-150, so while I'm eating and I'm cruising down the road and I'm done, like I'll do a backwards basketball shot and throw it in the back seat. Well, after about a week, you can't even get in the back seat with that many bags back here.
Well, bring it on down to SJZ.
I don't want to sit back there.
It probably smells too, though.
We'll take care of all that for you.
But you know what I like though is that new car smell. So is there anything that you offer that gives that new car smell?
Yeah, we offer some scent. Good scent.
Man,
it goes through your vents in your car. So when you turn your air on, it blows
awesome.
In your face.
So, man, I love cars. I can't tell you. I had a car lot one time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would detail all the cars myself. I hated doing it because there were so many.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing like a clean car. I can't stress it enough because I am OCD.
Yes.
And, man, seeing a clean car, it tells me something. It tells me that person cares
about their car.
About their car.
Exactly.
Okay. And I've always had the same scenario about people that wear clean shoes. But that's just me. I don't like wearing dirty shoes now.
That's
now, if
me.
I'm cutting grass, I don't care.
Yeah, it's different.
Know?
Yeah.
But I love clean shoes. So
it makes you feel better.
It does. It really does. And driving a car that's really clean
puts you in a better mood.
It does.
It does.
And you pull up by somebody's in a dirty car.
Yeah.
Hey, look at mine. Wash your car.
Exactly.
So, and look, I've never figured out when these people always use their fingers and put "wash me" on the side of their car.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
So those cars, what we need to do is get some stickers, okay? And every time we see a car, we're going to put a SJZ sticker on their car and say, "You need to get it cleaned."
Exactly.
Because we're not going to put up with that in Coleman.
That's right.
Do you really? Do you have magnets?
We have magnets. Yes, we do.
Awesome. So on your Facebook page, exactly what all do you show? Do you have a bunch of different cars?
Yes, sir. We do have pictures of cars, the inside of them, like before and after pictures.
Mm.
So
is it? Am I asking too much if I ask you for a price on just a regular car wash, or if they want to get detailed?
Mostly on our basic car wash, just inside and out. It's like $40,
which is not bad at all.
No. And like full details on trucks and cars, they're different prices. On cars, it's maybe like between $125, and trucks between $150, $175. And if it has dog hair, dog hair.
I hope it's $200.
Yeah, it's like $200 to $250 because it takes time.
Forever.
It does.
Look,
it takes time.
Well, we was on Facebook Live until she dropped my phone. Live radio. Well, there you go. Yeah, you're watching the floor now. So look, and I actually, several years ago, God bless them, God love them, I had two Cocker Spaniels that's passed away now. But yeah, they would shed a little bit, and I actually had to get a lint brush, okay, and go through my seats, and it took forever.
Yeah.
I loved them, and I done it, but I didn't want to. So now I've got a little 4-pound Yorkie, and she doesn't shed, so it don't matter to me now.
My wife bought this special tool for that, so we had to order it for dog hair.
So is it something that you rub over the material, or is it a suction or something?
It's something we rub over the material.
Wow. Yeah. I can't imagine. And look.
It's amazing.
For somebody to give you $150 to detail their car, they should be happy if you're going to spend 6 hours on their vehicle.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And most of them are very, very happy.
I can just imagine, because detailing a car
is a job.
It is. It really is a job. because you know, when I would do my car, like, it was every little inch that I'd done.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes about detailing cars. Yeah. It's about, don't get in a hurry.
Don't.
Because, if we're getting in a hurry, we're going to miss something.
You are.
And, look, I get off the subject, okay? I can't help it. So I had this lady clean my house one time, okay? And it looked okay. Okay. And I walk in the house, and, like, I hate to admit this, but I am. Like, I had dirt on my ceiling fans, and I'm like, I called them up. I called them up. I'm like, got dirt on my ceiling fans. You missed it. What? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Nether. We'll come back. I said, no, I'll do it right now myself.
Yeah.
If you would have been attentive to what you were doing, you know, you would have got my ceiling fans clean. So that's what you have to do with these cars.
And that's one thing. It's been a blessing, you know, our customers. We haven't had any returns, you know.
So what if somebody, well, I'm not trying to put you on the spot either, but I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, that's fine.
So what if somebody got a nice detail and the next day it downpoured? Is it just something, hey, look, we'll try to clean up a little bit for you, or no, that's that?
Well, I mean, we give them 24 hours, you know.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay, well, that's so cool. See, that would be my luck. Mm-hmm. I got a $150 detail, next day it rains, because you never know about the weather in Coleman. Right. Holy smoke.
So, Daryl, they have a giveaway going on their page on Facebook for a free detail. It's going until October the 31st, and then they're going to pick a winner.
Yes, we are.
And that's coming from somebody that's not on microphone, by the way. If anybody could not hear that, they don't have a microphone. They are giving away a free detail until October the 31st. So make sure, and that's on your Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
Check out the Facebook page, SJC Blessed X3 Car Care. So check it out, like their page, and do that giveaway.
Yes.
You know, look, I know I'm not going to win, but I'm going to enter anyway, just for the heck of it. I'm going to enter like 22 times a day. Big D, sorry, we never saw your name.
And we would like to welcome them to What's Happening.
Oh, yeah. So recently they come on the What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, and trust me, you're going to get seen plenty on that page. It's just incredible.
Yes,
But of course, we always have a disclaimer. You know, we always tell everybody, we never say that you're going to get tons of business, but we always say you're going to get tons of exposure, and that's the main thing.
Yes.
And but fortunately for many of our hundreds of small business owners that we've actually advertised for over the last 3 years have personally told me to my face, my business has increased incredibly.
It's such a blessing to me to hear that.
And, you know, because honestly, in the big realm of things, we don't charge a lot of money for advertising. Me being in the DJ business for 31 years, I've paid that big money. I've done the TV commercials on Channel 6. I've done the major radio that I paid so much money. It was unbelievable. And guess what? It really wasn't worth all that money that I spent.
Oh, wow.
I mean, locally, word of mouth. Man, I'd be DJing like everywhere all the time, and I figured out that local media and word of mouth is what really blew my business up.
Yeah.
And so sometimes paying that $3,000 or $4,000, you know, that I paid for a TV commercial really wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. That's disheartening when you drop that much money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So we charge such a small fee, but I mean, we want everybody to look and see your business and just to fill you up with cars.
Yes.
And to see, you know, I can imagine what you feel like when they pull up, the smile on their face, they're like, my God, that's a different car.
Yes. It makes me feel good. You know, it makes us feel good.
I know it does.
It's a blessing from God. I really appreciate it.
There's really paint on the car.
Yeah.
I thought it was held together with dirt and mud.
Yes. Yeah.
Look, and like I've told everybody, and everybody knows, the hardest cars to keep clean, white and black.
White and black.
So, and I actually had a black car one time, and I said, I will never. Now, granted, and I had the pearl white car, and I'm like, I will never. But I love both of them. I mean, when black and that white is clean. Holy smokes.
It's pretty.
I mean, that looks like a nice car.
Beautiful.
Unfortunately, you know, everybody is having some crazy stuff with this road construction going on, which I bash all the time, which I don't care. You know, I know the city of Coleman listens to me and bashes me back. We can't stand DJ Big D talking about our roads, but I can't help it. I mean, I know. I'll probably get a ticket going home. But it just wears me out, you know. And I see cars getting even dirtier. I mean, the roads are tore up. And so if you clean your car, yeah, there you go. Don't go through the city of Coleman.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You're actually going to go pick up their car.
Yes, sir. Pick up and deliver.
Wow.
No charge.
That's awesome. So are you doing it just within the city of Coleman or Coleman County or what?
City of Coleman. Yes, sir. 20-mile radius.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes we'll go further. We have to.
Well, I'd probably go to Bug Tuzzle if I had a $300 detail, but that'd be about it. Oh, I hate speaking my mind so much. It's fun radio, though.
Yes.
So, look, pick up and delivery. I mean, you're not going to find that much. And basically, the whole thing with this car business is they do quality work. So when you go there and they bring you the car, they should know right off the bat, when they get that car back, it's going to be beautiful inside and out. And that's the most important thing.
Yes, it is.
Because anybody with a family, they know that within minutes or hours that, you know, the kids can get the car dirty. Mm-hmm. And the teenage son wants to take it out for a date and it comes back and it's dirty. So, look, you need to bring your car to SJZ Blessed X3 Car Care and actually know that you're going to get a quality job.
Yes, you
period. Can. You know, and that's hard to find. I don't care what business you're in, whether you're car detailing, whether you're at the fast food restaurant, whatever. That's hard to find. And that's the bottom line. And that's what ticks me off all the time is that anywhere you go, you're not going to get customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I believe. But there's people out there that actually care like you do.
Yes.
And I know that you're going to make everybody happy.
Yes.
And that's what matters.
Yes, it does.
And you know what? I don't care what I spend. Mm-hmm. I don't care what I spend, whether I'm getting my car clean, whether I'm getting clothes. If I get great service, that's what matters to me.
Yep.
And I believe probably 98 out of 100 people would tell you the same thing. Customer service is hard to find. But you're going to find it with you. And mm-hmm. that's what matters. So
I love to see a happy customer.
What'd you say, Danielle, without a microphone?
He has a specialty that he does, that he offers with his car detail that most people don't.
And that is?
Buffing.
Look, could you see me with a buffer? God. No, but let me tell you something. Ray can buff. Look, he'd probably buff my bald head if I give him $20. It'd be shining like crazy.
I will, too.
Look, I'm afraid one day, here we go, I'm going to have to break into my piggy bank and bring my F-150 down there and just let you wear it out.
I will.
That way I can put pictures all over Facebook on what's happening in Coleman. And you know what? I probably won't drive it. I'm afraid I'll put the driveway and just adore it for as long as I can. Please don't rain. Got a car cover.
And we buff and wet sanding, scratches, you know.
So on the scratches, can you actually get scratches out of paint by doing that wet sanding?
Well, I mean, if you can, like if a fingernail deep, then no. But most of them, yeah, but you can hide them really good. So,
that's awesome. Because, look, I love this new technology of if you got really, you know, something kind of deep, now they got this little portable paint things, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can just put that over. And a lot of times, if you match that paint, you're not going to notice anything.
Mm-hmm, you're not.
So that's awesome. Because I hate getting a new car and getting a scratch on it, and I'm like, man, does that not tick you off?
It does.
So, look, folks, you need to keep your cars clean because that irritates the crap out of me when I see your dirty car going to the city and county of Coleman. So you need to bring it to my friends down at SJZ Blessed Times 3 Car Care right there off Bolte Road. And I'm sure you got a big sign right there.
Yes, sir.
So what's the actual address?
It's 1090 County Road 702.
County Road 702. Can't miss it, right off Bolte Road. Go down the church. I got a big sign right there. And because, like I said, I seen it the other day. I went and voted and seen it. And I'm like, now I know where it's at.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, look, come back anytime on the Big D Radio Show. And, look, we'll bring some pictures or something of some cars that you've done. And we'll actually stick it on Facebook Live and let everybody see it. And maybe bring a picture of my F-150 after you clean it up for me. And I adore it forever.
Next time, we'll have a video showing y'all what kind of
sounds
work
good.
We do.
Thank you for coming in tonight, Ray. I appreciate it. Lauren, thank you for coming in, even though you were quiet over here on the side. You couldn't talk to me at all.
Thank you for having us.
Lauren's a little bit shy.
Appreciate it.
Look, next time I'm going to sneak the old video camera on Lauren.
Yeah, you got to.
Facebook.
You got to.
Hey, go
she wants to be behind everything.
Do it now, Danielle. Shine it. Let her be on Facebook.
She wants to be behind everything.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Hey, look, coming up next, Richard Neese, Dominic Gill, Happy Homes Real Estate. These two guys are on top of the Coleman market. And let me tell you something. If you're wanting to sell or buy, these are the guys to call because they are in-depth. They know everything about the business, and you're just going to love meeting them. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
I sit and watch as tears go by.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen?
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look at it.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show with me, Richard Neese, Dominic Gill with Happy Homes Real Estate. Look, these are the two most popular guys in Coleman. You can catch them live on Facebook all through the week, and they do live shows. They're funny, and look, and they just come right down and tell you exactly what you need to know in the real estate business, okay? So I have tons of friends in the real estate business in Coleman. I mean, I've got so many friends that does this, it's unbelievable. And so let me tell you, let me give you my intake about this a little bit. These guys are actually wanting to help you. Instead of getting that commission check, They're actually wanting to help you in every aspect. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Richard and Dominic. Appreciate you coming in.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Daryl.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And that was a great lead-in. You know, our motto is helping good people get to a better place, and that's truly what we want to do.
Exactly. And, you know, we've had some other real estate folks in here, and we know, I mean, here's the thing about Coleman. Because I've kept up with real estate for a long time, especially when I was thinking about selling my house one time. Like, I had some friends that's in real estate, and they were carrying me to these different houses. And I would say, oh, yeah, no, this one, and I give full details. And they're like, how do you know that? I'm like, because I've studied the market, right. You know, because I want to buy a house, and I know everything. I knew just about almost every house.
Kind of clients we like. Kind of clients we like.
Good to go. That's
look,
right, the offer, right?
With such a big purchase, you need to be informed. So you need to inform yourself before you even go to a real estate agent. And that's the way that I done it. And you know what? It was a lot easier on them because I already knew everything about the house before we even looked at it.
Absolutely. And that's huge. You know, in the market right now, there's so few houses out there. That we actually provide a little more service on that. We know all the listings that are coming up, too. So you get all the details
right
off of Zillow and Trulia and other places. But we've got 5, 6, 7 listings stacked up ready to roll out in the next couple of weeks. So it makes it that much easier for a buyer coming into the market.
And you know, and here's the things that I've always said, and this is just me personally, and I don't care if anybody likes it or not, but whatever. I think there's too many real estate agents in Coleman. There's way too many because you know what? They all have the same idea. I'm getting into real estate. I'm going to sell that million-dollar home. I'm going to get that big check. I'm going to kick back for a little bit. No, it don't work that way.
Absolutely. That's the real estate lottery concept. That's what I call it. One house, $1 million, and make 30 grand.
There you go. Yeah.
And just like when I got in the industry, I have a background in construction. I was like, man, I'm an expert. I know the ins and outs
exactly
of these houses. And then it turns out when I got in there, that expertise I knew was completely useless because of all the liabilities and everything that comes along with being a realtor. And being Alabama is a buyer beware state, you really have to be careful in what you say. So it was really difficult for me because you see things and you can't say a word.
Right.
And being a builder, a former builder, you just stare at it and you just got to sit back and, you know, let the home inspector do their job if they want to put an offer on the house because they're the expert, not you. Your expertise is supposed to be in the real estate transaction.
So I'm just going to talk 1 second about one of my good friends that I graduated high school with. I'm not going to say his name because he might get mad at me. No, he probably won't. But anyway, so retired Air Force, retired, and then after that, Homeland Security for several years. And then got in real estate business in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Ooh, yeah.
And was in the business for probably a year or less. And he says, Daryl, I have never seen so many people that stabbed me in the back. He said it was incredible, and you know what? I had enough.
Hashtag realtor life.
That's the case wherever you go. You were talking about there's too many real estate agents out there. You feel, you know, we've got such a saturated market. It doesn't matter where you're at. If you're in Coleman, Huntsville, Hartsville, Nashville, it doesn't matter. There's just tons and tons of agents because they want that real estate lottery. And that's what
exactly
they're looking for. And they're not really putting their clients first. They're just looking for a commission check. They're mm-hmm. looking for that easy schedule, whatever the case might be. You know, I don't even consider myself in the real estate business half the time. I'm in the problem-solving business.
Right.
Whether it's you've got a problem that you need to move, you need to downsize, you need to get a bigger house, you need land, whatever the case might be, I'm going to solve the problem for you. It's not real estate to me.
Right. So, you know, and I think, actually, I was sitting at the house one night, and Nick Lee, lovely Nick, he'd actually shot me a little invite to your page, and I'm like, all right, well, I don't know these guys, but I'm fixing to watch them.
Yeah.
So not only were you hilarious, I loved watching you, but it didn't take me long to figure out that you and Dominic really meant what you said.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
You two guys really meant when you're trying to help somebody that it was not about a sale.
Yep.
And you know what? It's rare to get that kind of service anywhere. It really is.
Well, some folks may not know it. I've got a public service background, kind of like your buddy. I was in the military as well as law enforcement. So I've got a servant's heart. You know, I want to help as many folks as I can. It just happens to be that real estate you can make pretty good money at if you work hard. But it never comes down to a transaction. It's always
right
about that family, about that person.
Because, you know, and I think the one of the last guys that I talked with in here, you know, I just basically, you know, said, hey, look, from what I see in the Coleman market, with the income medium probably being $13 an hour, You know, I'm thinking that most people is going to look for a house around that $120,000 range, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty common. I think the average market price is $129,000 was the last last numbers I had on it.
And
problem is right now is that it's a seller's market. You know, it really this lack of low demand, low inventory right now. So we definitely we're definitely looking for more to get on there because people are looking right now.
So let me give some advice to folks that's wanting to sell a house. If you're wanting to sell your house, trust me, keep it clean, okay?
That's it.
So, and look, let me tell you something. I tried to do it, okay? And my real estate agent, which was my friend, like she would call me and said, Daryl, viewing in the morning, 8 a.m. I'm like, what? This is like 9 o'clock at night.
That's right.
Okay, I'm up to 1 o'clock in the morning
right.
cleaning the house. So if you're trying to sell your house, keep it clean.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, keeping it clean and also having the availability to show it. There's tons of folks out there on the that are actually sellers. And look, I've got three kids. I understand. But if it's available, we want to have as many people walk through that house as possible because the more eyes on it, then the more opportunity we have to sell it. And, you know, that's one of the big things why we do open houses almost every weekend. I'm not going to say every weekend. Sometimes we'll do a stretch of them like I did 19 straight in March, trying to push it out there to show people that it doesn't matter when you're holding that house open. There are people walking through. There's always somebody looking to buy a house.
Exactly. So probably what's one some of the things important for somebody wanting to sell their house? What should they do to make it accessible for everybody else that they really want to buy?
You know, just making it, if you keep it pretty tidy, you know, you were talking about it took a couple hours, 3 hours to get it all ready. If you keep it fairly tidy to begin with, then when somebody calls and they need to show it in 2 or 3 hours, it makes it so much easier to have it ready. You know, you can pick up a few things, you know, vacuum, do whatever the case might be. But curb appeal is probably the most important thing. But if you have that curb appeal, you also got to make sure the agent that you use takes great pictures. You know, we use professional photography for every house that we have.
I can imagine.
Because I'm not a professional photographer. I'm a professional realtor. So we always try and emphasize that. You know, I try and take guys like Dominic, who's great with social media. I'm not a great social media guy. So we team up and we help each other, and that's how we create that great product that we have.
So Dominic, would you say one of the most important things when you're bringing somebody to a house to show, one of the most important things has got to be landscaping?
Landscape is good for pictures. And the biggest thing is that they just have to see the value in the house. It has to be very presentable because in the end, the bones, the inside of a house sells a house. The outside, it gets them in the house.
That's right. But you got to have both.
You do have to have both, yeah. I'm not going to call it the most important thing.
All right. So, well, I'm OCD. So if I pull up in a house and it's got a dirty yard, I don't think I even want to go in a house.
Absolutely.
Look, I want to see some flowers or something pretty.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. But they won't even come to the house if it doesn't have that curb appeal. And there's been many times we pull up to a showing and these people vacated their home to show the house. We drive up and like you're saying, there's a few things in the yard and we're about to step out and they're just like, can we just skip this one? And I'll be like, oh, let's just walk through it. Come on. People left their house. We really need to do it. But the whole time, their heart's not in it. So, yeah, to your credit, that's absolutely true. When you walk up to it, it can be a turnoff for it.
You know, I'll counter Dominic's point, though. A lot of times, folks, especially buyers, don't necessarily really know what they want.
No.
What I'll do is I'll show some folks 3, 4, 5 houses to begin with, and I'll take all their feedback. And so they've given me all those houses. Now I say, I'm going to find the one for you. Because you may not realize it, but you really don't want a big backyard, but you're telling me that.
Right.
But you're saying, I don't want to do all the yard work, or I don't want, you know, whatever the case might be. So I'll take all those things. A lot of times we'll put them in a house that they didn't even realize they wanted, but once they get inside, they fall in love with it.
How about that?
Absolutely.
And that's the value of having a realtor.
So I don't know if you guys are like me, but I do, every now and then, I'll watch House Hunters, okay? So they'll bring the family in, and they will nitpick that house like, I like 832 things, and I dislike 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, if I was a real estate agent, I think I'd just walk out the door.
Yeah, it makes it tough. But
it does make it tough. Yeah,
the value is, though, that you actually see what they want.
I'd rather have a customer or a client like that than one that's completely clammed up.
Oh, really?
Just walks through and
you don't know what they're thinking.
It's hard to go engage any feedback. Yeah. You're trying to go and draw them out. You're trying to get some reaction from them all so that you can see. To me, those are more difficult because I'm sweating, you know, and I'm a talker and I'm rambling, you know, at this point. So it gets pretty awkward. And then
We need to be quiet for a second. Let him keep rambling and start sweating.
And hey, it happens a lot. He knows all about that firsthand. On our show, I'll be there. I'll go on.
Switch the camera view right now. You got to keep going.
Yeah, because I'm usually in control of the camera. So.
But, you know, we're doing some big things, especially at Happy Homes. So we're rolling out some new stuff. I actually just got my broker's license about 2 weeks ago, and we're expanding. We're going to service Coleman as well as the Hartsell area, so we're stretching out so we can reach more people. And not a lot of folks know that right now, but we're pushing it out there. So
and I probably had a misunderstanding about actually selling real estate, because I thought that you had to be actually be in a particular area, but you can actually sell in many different cities at one time?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
The whole state of Alabama. If you're a licensed realtor in the state of Alabama, you can sell any property in the state.
Okay.
Yep, and the key on that is you've got to have the market knowledge. So obviously, if I'm selling something down in Gulf Shores, it's going to be kind of tough for me to know the comps.
Exactly.
Know the area, know how much things are worth. But something as close and comparable as Hartsell, it's two very similar size houses, or I'm sorry, size markets. And houses are pretty similar, so it's a good fit.
That's awesome. I just, you know, I've always said that I wanted to do it, and I've never done it, but I think it would be a really fun job.
It can be very rewarding. It can be. It can be very stressful, too.
Oh, I know.
Just like with any industry, you know, you have your good things and your bad things on it. But getting someone in the home and just seeing them happy with the transaction,
exactly.
You know they got what they wanted. Like today, tell a little story. I was working with this guy out of South Florida for close to 2 years now. He wanted to be near a certain area. And, well, after working with him for that long, this property that was sitting vacant and it was on the market and it was overpriced. He passed by and he said, "I just love that property. I just love that property." And so we finally said, "Hey, look, it's been a year and a half. Why don't we just throw something that way, see if they buy it on it?" So we called him up and we ended up getting a deal and we closed on it today.
Really?
And he is probably one of the happiest clients I've ever had, because whenever he first came up here, that was a property he wanted, but it was just out of his budget.
Right.
And so it was very rewarding to see him and just excited and happy to spend that money. That's something you don't see very often, yeah. Is when people are happy to spend that
exactly.
money.
Exactly. And I would think young couples just getting married probably has that most excitement to actually have a house. You know, it's their first home, and they just fall in love with it. I know it's got to make you guys happy.
It does. You know, it's an incredible feeling. And not only young couples, but also those folks that are out there that I got a quick story. I got a couple that came to an open house, looked at the house. It was a little bit bigger than what they wanted, but so they kind of got distant with me. I didn't hear from them. I called them back, messaged them. I actually messaged them 7 times, and he finally said, "Look, we can't buy a house. We talked to a lender. We can't do it." And I said, "Why?" "Well, our credit score is too low." I said, "What was the score?" They gave me the score. I found somebody that could finance it for them. And these folks had no idea. They're from New York City. They never thought they could actually buy
right.
one. You know, houses up there, $500,000 for a small
exactly,
place.
Exactly.
And so here they had the opportunity to buy a home. We found the lender for it. It took about 4 or 5 months to get everything straightened out. But those folks, I mean, they're in their 40s, and they're just in love with the home, and they're just proud of themselves. And that just gives them a foundation to build on the rest of their life, because they could buy a home.
Right. So, you know, what I think is crazy when I'm watching all this Property Brothers and stuff like that, you know, in Canada, and they've got this 1,200-square-foot house, and it's $1.4
million. That's right.
What in the world do y'all do up there for a job to make a payment like that?
Absolutely.
Man, I'd be eating Vienna sausage from here until 2062. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, look,
makes good TV.
It really does. You need to come south.
Right.
You know, and I see the same thing in California, and I'm like, man, how do people afford those houses? Do you know what you could get in Coleman, Alabama for that price right there?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And that's why a lot of people do come down here. You know, we've got Redstone Arsenal not too far from here, and you've got folks from all over the United States coming to work there, and they love it so much because taxes are low. And, you know, around here you've got the taxes, you've got low prices, low cost of living, and they stay here. Their
exactly.
retirement provides everything they need for them.
You know, and me personally, I think the biggest booming city in the state of Alabama, to me, has got to be Madison, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
That place has boomed over the last 30 years, like 20 years, like you would not believe.
Absolutely.
What a housing market up there. I've got a friend, her and her husband, that they have a, you know, I guess they're a team real estate,
right.
You know. And let me tell you something, they sell some houses in Madison.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
You but, know, the thing about that is, you were talking about there's too many agents here. Can you imagine?
No way.
I mean,
it's crazy.
20 times the amount of agents, and they're all fighting for that one piece.
Yes.
But you have that top 10% that's making all the money off of it, because they've really structured themselves to service people. And they've got this process built out so that they do everything in a certain process, certain way, and that's what makes them so good.
Exactly. Because I've had friends that's done it and done it for a year, done it for 2 years, and that was it. They said, I can't make no money. But then again, I've had the friends that's been in real estate all their life.
Yep.
So that tells me they know what they're doing.
Exactly.
So they know exactly the market and what to do and how to help people. But also, to me, and this is what I've done my entire life, that I see what you guys are doing, self-promotion. Because
yep.
Let me tell you something, nobody's going to promote you two guys like the way that you do yourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes me so proud of you guys when I watch you, the way that you go at it. And because I've been self-promoting myself for 31 years in the DJ business.
Right.
And with what's happening to Coleman Facebook page, you know, for me to start out as a joke on a Sunday night and for me to have 1 to 2 million views every single month, I mean, it's hard work, and nobody's going to give it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the thing that I admire about that, and we're in the same boat, you've got to believe that you're doing good for people. You've got to believe that you're doing something of value. And once you believe that, it's no problem getting on top of the mountaintop and screaming, hey, we're helping people, because if they don't know about me, I can't help them.
Exactly.
And if I believe that I do a good job for them, if I believe that I help people, then why wouldn't you tell everybody about it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and like I was telling these guys prior that was in here, let me tell you something. Word of mouth means everything.
Exactly.
It really does, because I've done the big advertising myself. I've spent the thousands and thousands of dollars on Channel 6 in Birmingham for my DJ business.
Yep.
And my draw off that 4,000, 5,000, whatever it was, hardly anything.
Yep.
But that word of mouth just kept me busy all the time.
Yeah, and you're working with people that believe the same things that you believe.
Exactly.
You guys are in line. They trust you to do a great job for them. And because of that, they're going to tell everybody they know. And there's no problem with that, especially when you're pushing yourself out there as much as you are.
Yep. Well, guys, I appreciate y'all coming on the show.
Yes, sir.
Man, if y'all will come back pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll talk about some certain subject, or we'll just talk about anything. It don't matter.
Hey, that's good to me.
Most nights, that's what we do, is just talk about anything.
That's what we like to do. Hey, look, if you don't mind, we're just going to say a quick prayer, because we always pray on the Big D Radio Show, always. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for these guests. And Lord, we just ask that you just bless Dominic and Richard in this business that they do, and in their personal lives, Father, as well as everyone else that's been on this show. Lord, we just ask that you reach out to them, protect them, and Lord, lead them in your direction, which is the perfect way. Father, we praise you, and we thank you for Jesus, who sacrificed his life for us, Father, so that we may have everlasting life, Father. We give you the praise, the honor, and glory that you deserve, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys for being in on the show.
No,
you can check us. Well, I tell you what, I think I'm actually going to the Elks Lodge for orientation next week. So Coleman attorney Melvin Hasten is going to be in here doing the show by himself, probably with the real deal, Josh O'Neill, be in studio. And you can then check us out next Thursday on the Big D Radio Show. And I always tease you, because I never know who the guests are going to be, because Danielle never tells me. But hey, look, coming up soon, we've already talked to the campaign manager. We're going to have Pastor Scott Dawson in here, and we're going to talk to him about his run for governor for the state of Alabama. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. God bless you, and God bless America.
thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Singing like a mystery, singing.